It's Flugelhorn Friday with Steve McKay on Star 97.7.
It's brought to you exclusively by H&D Home Care and Cleaning Services, combining expert deep cleaning, elegant interior staging, and licensed home care so your home is spotless, stylish, and supported. Call 217-8650 or visit hdhomecarecleaning.com. Good morning, Steve.
I know some people will throw their shoes at the radio when I say this, but I'd rather be in the chilly zone than the hot, sweaty, humid zone.
I mean, I don't like the hot, sweaty, humid for long stretches, but I'll take a day or two like that over cold any day. But that's just me.
You know where I think that comes from? I think, you know what, it did TV for such a long time, they would send you out to do like a live shot somewhere in a shirt and a tie. And to stand out there in the sun, humid, sticky, in a shirt and tie, I think that spoiled me for humid, hot weather.
I understand that. Nothing stinks more than having an oppressive day and you've got to wear a tie.
Well, I seem to remember a bunch of blizzards where they also sent you outside, Steve, and you were bundled up a little bit, but you looked very cold, as I recall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, meteorologists, they have to live in the extremes, don't they?
That's right.
I loved going out. I'd much rather be outside than in the studio. That was fun. Mm. Yeah.
All right.
So listen, fellas, I think I've got a softball for you. And I'm looking forward to sharing the hints with you because I think they're kind of creative. So let me play this song for you. For those of you that might be from away, you're listening maybe for the first time. I'm going to play just a snippet of a song that you would typically not hear on a flugelhorn, which makes it hard to identify. So here we go with this week's rendition of Flugelhorn Friday.
Wow.
Boy, every time I have that same feeling, like there's a sense of familiarity to what we just heard, but I can't put my finger on anything.
Yeah, I hate to sound like a broken record, but I feel that way so many times. It's like I should know that. Yeah. It's kind of something that I've heard, but I don't know.
Maybe those creative clues will help us out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like listening to a Led Zeppelin song on an accordion. You know, you kind of recognize the tune, but it just doesn't click. So the hints are, back in 1979... I was playing for the Barrington College Warriors baseball team, and this was on my 1967 Chevy radio, so 1979.
Okay.
We remember Marcel Marceau was a famous mime, right? So what Marcel Marceau's wife eventually said to him, okay, and then the last hint is Thelma and Louise drove over this.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
I see.
So think about that, what Marcel Marceau's wife eventually said to him, Thelma and Louise drove over this, 1979. Let me play it for you again.
Okay. Oh,
I've got nothing at the moment.
1979, what Marcel Marceau's wife eventually said to him, and Thelma and Louise drove over this. Here you go.
Wow.
You know, the first thing that came to my mind, you know, Thelma and Louise drove over a cliff. So I'm thinking Jimmy Cliff, but then I can't think of the tune. Then another musician or band that I thought of in 79 with Fire Fall, but they more of the, I don't know, I guess I'm lost. What do you think, Mike?
I don't know. I was stuck on the Marcel Marceau's wife, what she said to him. Wow. I think it's two stumpers in a row.
Oh, no. I know we're going to kick ourselves
I think
furiously.
I think you and I are in the back seat of Thelma and Louise's car, Paul.
I think so.
Well, Paul is on to something. You just got the wrong name.
Oh. Okay. Oh. Cliff Richard.
Oh.
Right?
It's
no?
Maybe.
And what? Cliff Richard. Now what? This is bad.
Did, what did he have for hits in 79?
You don't have to talk about. You don't.
We don't have to talk anymore.
Talk anymore.
That's it, that's Marcel. Yeah, Marceau.
That's it.
Okay. Oh, it's so funny. Yeah.
We don't talk anymore. There you go, Marcel Marceau's wife. He's a mime. He doesn't speak. We don't talk anymore. And Thelma and Louise drove over a cliff. Cliff Richard. Good job.
All right. Okay. So we just. Squeak by with that one, and
we should have got
that because we play that for God's sake.
Yeah,
I know. I did a little radio roulette, so I turned on the radio. I said, "Judy, the next song we hear on Star, I'm going to do for Flugelhorn Friday," and that was it.
Wow.
Like I'm sweating. Like I was really thinking we botched it all up, but that, man, right at the last half second,
I need to sit down. Really. That was a workout.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for always making it difficult, because it would be boring if it was too easy. And a big thank you to our Flugelhorn Friday sponsor, H&D Home Care and Cleaning Services, developing comprehensive deep cleaning services for a spotless, hygienic home. Reach out to them at hdhomecarecleaning.com.